Tuesday, August 31st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Next up, the competition for 2022 acres will begin. I think that wheat will start out in the lead in the acreage competition. 2022 new crop $7 plus winter wheat and $8 plus spring wheat should buy a lot of acres where corn and soybeans did not work out so well in the Plain States this year. There will need to be some soil moisture restoration to get winter wheat started, but it is a drought crop. I think that corn will compete heavily with soybeans for acres next season. Crop input costs have gone up, and there'll be great incentive not to grow corn on corn, from difficult rootworm control to drought risk mitigation. I like long corn short wheat spreads as well as long December 22 corn outright. I see the December 22 corn chart as a large ascending wedge that should break out to the upside to test $6 to buy acres. Unlike last year, I think that we'll be doing some new crop forward pricing for 2022. I began to transition to rotation this year and have no corn on corn plan for next year. I could not grow soybeans for $8 to $10 a bushel, but could make $3.75 to $4 corn on corn work agronomically and financially with good yields. Now that soybean prices are profitable again, I can go to rotation and grow soybeans. Soybeans typically get a yield boost following years of corn on corn, so I can now capture that benefit as well. Brazil will really have no new crop corn for sale for export until this time next year. They will need their first crop corn domestically, with export availability not rising until the Safrina second crop harvest. Contrarily, they will have new crop soybeans to put on the world market shortly after the start of the next calendar year. May is their new crop month, but they have an early harvest in February if they can get them in on time. Note the soybean market is inverted. La Nina may well play a role again in these markets, but time will tell. Argentine corn and soybeans are the most vulnerable to La Nina. Sorghum is being described as a sustainable water-sipping crop, so if drought conditions prevail in the Plain States next spring, then sorghum will be competitive for acres again. It reportedly takes 16 inches of water to grow a crop of sorghum and 23 inches to grow corn in Kansas. U.S. farmers expanded sorghum acres by 700,000 this year. More sorghum held the expansion of the corn acres back in 2021. China likes sorghum as much or more than corn. U.S. sorghum acres are almost directly tied to exports to China. China feeds sorghum, but also uses it to make a popular alcoholic beverage. USDA says that as many as 4 million acres could be added to the CRP through various programs. The pool of good crop acres left to dip into for expansion is not as deep as some think. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Hurricane Ida is likely to cause some river transportation issues similar to Katrina. Already we've heard of 22 barges breaking loose in New Orleans, each capable of being like a floating bowling ball wreaking havoc on any other vessels, piers, etc. they may hit. When Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast region, an estimated 400 barges out of 11,000 that ply the Mississippi River were destroyed or damaged, and a substantial number of barges and vessels in the area surrounding New Orleans were displaced. Although the physical damage was costly, it is not the major factor limiting the quick response of barge transportation up and down the river. The primary problem for barge-based agricultural transportation in the Mississippi River is the problem of restoring the entire transportation system, encompassing trains, trucks, barges, ports, and ocean-going boats to a synchronized schedule of deliveries and arrivals. Katrina struck on the same date as Ida, but the entire transportation network remained somewhat out of sync to the end of September that year. Waterways and rail lines were backed up and congested with barges and trains arriving to deliver their goods to boats that are berthed in port slots awaiting delivery for goods other than those being delivered. Then there's the problem of waterlogged grain. Nobody wants it. In addition to an out-of-sync transportation network, barges containing hurricane-damaged grain were left in the New Orleans region. There could also be an immediate impact on grain basis. It took 3 months to restore normal river traffic after Katrina, according to USDA. We're not predicting the same from Hurricane Ida. We're just saying if you've not locked in a good basis and your grain normally flows to the Gulf, you will likely need to secure on-farm storage through harvest. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.